From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad, one of the agencies trying to help those displaced by the fighting.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses. But we're running out of stocks. We're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps. And I've seen some of the most vulnerable people, people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared the Iraqi troops, that is, victorious in Fallujah. But Iraqi fighters still face some snipers there, bombs as well, and their fight to eliminate the IS militants who have held that city for more than 2 years. Taliban claiming responsibility for a suicide attack today in Kabul, killing at least 14 people on a minibus and wounding several others. Police saying the bomber approached the bus on foot, set off explosives. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says the victims were Nepalese security guards. Algerian security forces say they have killed at least 12 armed Islamist militants south of the capital Sunday. Ambush was part of an ongoing operation against militants launched earlier this month, targeting fighters from both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. This is VOA News. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and activists say Turkish troops shot and killed at least 8 Syrians, most of them from one family, trying to cross into Turkey from northwest Syria. They say at least 2 women and 4 children were among the dead. Turkish military sources have denied the claim, country caring for nearly 3 million Syrians who are fleeing the civil war. Meantime, Syrian government forces have reportedly advanced to within 10 kilometers of the Islamic State-occupied Takba Air Base. The base and town are just 50 kilometers west of the IS group's de facto capital of Raqqa. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed on Sunday after 3 days of mourning that was prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polls show a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove, a British Conservative politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron, urged people to vote leave to better handle the challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years, actually. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says that the Federal Bureau of Investigation today will release partial transcripts of 3 calls shooter Omar Mateen made to police as he killed 49 people at an Orlando, Florida nightclub in the early hours of June the 12th.
Tomorrow, for example, we'll be releasing a partial transcript of the calls between the killer and the hostage negotiators so that people can, in fact, see the type of interaction that was had there. I say partial because we're not going to be, for example, broadcasting his pledges of allegiance. We are trying not to re-victimize those who went through that horror.
Investigators are still interviewing witnesses and seeking more information about Mateen and others who knew him, including members of the mosque he attended. The solar-powered Solar Impulse 2 aircraft is scheduled to take off today from Kennedy International Airport in New York. A 90-hour transatlantic flight is ahead of it. Destination Seville, Spain, the 15th leg of the around-the-world journey. For the first time, using only solar energy, it began its epic flight in March of 2015 from Abu Dhabi. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.